Heavenly Father, God of all glory, be with us in this hour. Comfort us and strengthen us through your holy word, that we may cling to you and rejoice in the salvation your Son has won. In Christ our Savior, amen. Our text today, John chapter 18. What is truth? After he said this, he went out again to the Jews and told them, I find no basis for a charge against him. What a sight it must have been when Jesus stood face to face with the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. They were total opposites. Jesus was the prisoner with his hands tied, while Pilate was the man of power who held in his hands either Jesus' crucifixion or his liberation. In the view of this world, it seemed as though Pilate was in control. To anyone watching this trial, Jesus seemed beaten, broken, and defeated. Jesus didn't look like the Almighty Lord, and no one could see how weak, miserable, and meaningless Pilate's life really was. It also was a strange sight because Jesus wasn't begging for his life. Unlike any other prisoner, Jesus was there to give his life for Pilate and for us. Jesus really knew what Pilate would do. Jesus was born for this very hour. Pilate's conversation with his prisoner also took unexpected twists. The charge against Jesus was that he claimed to be the King of Israel. That would have made Jesus a direct threat to the Roman Empire. Pilate asked him directly, "You are a king then?" Jesus answered, "I am, as you say, a king. For this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Did you catch Jesus' reference to belonging to the truth? He's talking about sides. On one side are those who belong to God's truth. On the other side are those who belong to Satan's lie. Jesus and Pilate stand in stark contrast. One is the giver of truth, and the other is the captive of the lie. The warrior faces Satan's ally, the world. Satan, the father of lies, has the loyal ally in this world. Pilate, thoroughly in the clutches of this world's philosophy, said to Jesus, "What is truth?" Most people of our world today accept Satan's lie that there is no truth. Then they fight bitterly with anyone who does not agree with their version of truth. Those who buy into Satan's lies pretend to have life's answers, but only spout nonsense. The world wants nothing to do with Jesus. They pretend to stand in judgment of Jesus, just like Pilate. God's truth is under attack, and surprisingly, sometimes even by us. Sometimes we have to admit that we have bitten into and swallowed some of the lies of our anti-Christian culture. We gobble down chocolate-covered lies from movies, books, music, and TV. It is so easy to be brainwashed by the ideas that our lives are our own alone. We lie to ourselves when we say that it is nobody's business who is in our bed, or it's nobody's business how we make our money or spend our money. Our time is our own. This is my life. If we feel our actions are right, then there is no higher authority that we need permission from. If what we do makes us happy, then it must be okay. There is no higher purpose for our lives than to be happy and successful. The lies we swallow sit in our stomach and cause terrible pain until we vomit them out. The truth is that we are God's children. Since he is both God of all creation and our Heavenly Father, he has authority over everything we own, everything we say and do. We are to live for him, not for ourselves. The warrior Jesus faces Satan's allies, the world. Notice to whom Pilate is spouting his foolish lies. Jesus, the God of truth. If Jesus had never come, we would all be lost and tortured in the dark hole of Satan. But Jesus stood boldly against Pilate, declaring that there are two sides, those who believe that Jesus is their Savior and those who do not. Then Jesus went to the cross to pay for all the lies this world has told. Jesus paid for them so that all people would be set free from going to hell and suffering damnation for our lies. In truth, Jesus declared, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The world can fuss and fume and fight against Jesus' words all they want, but nothing has changed. Jesus and his word are immovable. There is no other way but Jesus, no other truth but Jesus, no other life than in Jesus. Our hero is the truth. Jesus never said, "I'm guessing," or "I wish," or "I hope," or "I think," or "possibly," or "maybe." He always spoke with complete authority. He was certain about truth. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." In other words, God's word, the Bible, holds everything we need to know for life, to live freely without guilt and death's curse, without the fear of God's punishment, and especially to live forever free in eternity. That's because every word in the Bible, in one way or another, points to Jesus Christ. And that's why it is so important that our eyes see and our ears hear that dynamic word of God. All other messages come from the Father of lies and flow through the distorted filter of the world around us. Our world is now in the grasp of a pandemic. We are in uncertain times. What will happen next? What will happen to us? How long will this last? It is all unnerving. And yet there is a blessing in being uncertain about our world. We either sit trembling in fear, or we put our confidence in the only one in whom we can have peace. The truth is that our lives have always been in God's hands, not our hands, and certainly not in scientists' hands. Whenever there are global troubles, earthquakes, viruses, or wars, it reminds us that our world is broken, sinful, and doomed to destruction. Satan's lies try to mask how miserable people are in their sins, and it tries to make themselves their own saviors. In truth, Jesus says, "In this world you are going to have trouble, but be courageous. I have overcome the world." Our warrior Jesus stood before Pilate, was condemned on the cross, and rose in victory. He has conquered over the sinful lies in our hearts and the death and hell that those lies bring. At his trial, Jesus said, "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." His truth has changed us. It has made us children of God who dwell in his light. We listen to Jesus' voice and belong to his truth. The people of the world will continue to promote their perverted ideas of truth. But the Apostle John encourages us, "You are from God, dear children, and you have overcome the false prophets, because the one in you is greater than the one in the world. We see authentically what truly is, eternal what really is. We see it in the cross and the love of God for all of us sinners. Now, Jesus shares his truth through us. Our warrior Jesus calls us to be his warriors in this world, to stand up against the pilots of this world who would like to put us and our Savior on trial all over again. The weapon Jesus gives us is his own powerful word of truth. His word has given us a Christian worldview that is far superior to any other worldview. We have a Christ-centered common sense and faith. We can bear witness to the hope and joy we have in Jesus, even in the darkest times. Our world goes from experience to experience, seeking some form of happiness before moving on. That is very, very much like people walking through the woods at night, lighting paper matches to find their way. The match goes out and they light another, but they find no happiness, true joy, or real peace. God calls us to grow deeply in Christ through his word, to live with good consciences, overflowing with his good truth. Jesus wants us to show and share the beautiful faith that he has given us. When we get out of bed in the morning, think Jesus. As we choose what we spend our time, energy, money on, think Jesus. Let Jesus and his word be the GPS of our entire life. Sometimes we are tempted to think this world is so bad that we need to just withdraw, throw out our TVs and computers, forbid anyone in our household to use a smartphone, and just read the Bible all the time at home. But keep in mind that Jesus gives us some direction. He told his disciples in a prayer during Holy Week, "My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world." So consider this. After being exposed to the godless passions and desires of this world, after being frightened and burdened by this pandemic, let's turn to our Bibles and spend some time discussing how Christ gives us a far more truthful view of the world and life. Let's build ourselves up in the real truth so that we are equipped to go out there and live, play, and work in God's marvelous truth. Be ready to share it in these uncertain and terrifying times. Let's use the trouble of this pandemic to share our Savior. What a sight that is, when Christians stand up against the pilots of this world, unafraid of being crucified for their faith, but rather looking for the person that the Holy Spirit will bring to faith through the light of God's truth. Our warrior Jesus has won the victory. We are his. Let us live in his truth. Amen.